Our friends in the bands Vetiver and Fruit Bats just wrapped up a co-headlining tour this month. The two bands are friends and label mates on Sub Pop Records. In fact, the head of the Fruit Bats, Eric D. Johnson, has toured as part of Vetiver with Andy Kapick and company. He's also been a member of Shins on tour. Vetiver's latest album, The Errant Charm, was released in June, and Fruit Bats' new one, Tripper, was released in August. And we thought it would be great to put them all in the studio together. We begin with Vetiver and this song from The Errant Charm called It's Beyond Me.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. We are in the Vetiver portion of our Vetiver Fruit Bat session today. Fruitiver here out in the World Cafe.
You're not the first to have surmised that blending there.
Well, Vetibat didn't work, so figured I had to go that way. Andy, in the past, there's been a kind of a floating Vetiver, and clearly you're traveling with these people. They did some of the recording with you as well. There's a different dynamic between being the solo guy with players and a band member, a band around you. I mean, it's just a whole different dynamic. And what do you prefer? What are the advantages of each for you?
Well, I haven't had much of the band thing in a while. I had a band when Vetiver was first starting out. I played in a group called Tussle, and that was a group where we all lived in the same town, played regularly, wrote things together, it was collaborative. And so this was sort of started at the same time and was something else apart from that. So apart from early on when I had the lineup with people living in San Francisco, it's meant that, like, I don't have regular practices. When I write songs, I write them typically on my own, and I'm trying out ideas in a room, you know, where I'm driving myself crazy, wondering if it's going to work later with everyone else. It's things like that. So, you know, I see a lot of disadvantages in that sense, but I don't know what the advantages would be. I guess the sense that I am able to do what I want with my music, I don't know.
Yeah, but then you get in a studio and it comes alive.
It's true. And I really, the collaborative aspect and bringing different people in to add their ideas and their personality and their touch is intrinsic to the whole thing. It's what I've done with every record and my favorite part, you know. But I love getting out on tour and getting to the point where we start getting really gelling and warming up. And it takes, like, you know, in my estimation, a few shows before that happens, but it's happening now, so
it's kind of good. Fun when it peaks in that way, I would think. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, you're gonna have to help me with this. Errant is one of those words that you think you know what it means, but
I know it has multiple meanings.
You may not.
So, I may have misused it.
Well, how did you use it? What do you mean?
Like, kind of like wandering, straying a little bit from what you expect.
Mm. Well, it's charming, and it is that too. So, it's another one from the Errant Charm. This is Vetiver.
One, two, three, four.
One foot in the fiction.
Wonder Why, finishing up the Vetiver portion of our Battle of the Bands today. It's Fruit Bats and Vetiver are our guests today. It's hardly a battle, as these guys have been out touring for a while. And what's your perspective of this? I know you've been out some with Andy playing with Vetiver in the past, and so it seems like a real natural combination of this.
Yeah, yeah, we've been friends for a while, and we've hung out, and we even from like the business side of things, we have the same label and everything like that, and so yeah, this sort of made sense, I think, for us to do this, and a lot of bands are doing these kind of co-headlining things now, and it's a cool idea, and it's almost like sort of having your little mini caravan festival or something on the road, and it's cool, and you can have a lot of cross pollination too. Which is
I would think so. It's been a while since the last Fruit Bats album. Is that because of some of your other work you've been doing, or what was that about?
Well, actually, the last one was 2 years.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm always kind of filling my time. It's one of those things where it always seems like a longer time, but from my perspective, I'm like filling that time like crazy, and then it's like a blink of an eye or something.
And you are you have already worked up all those new Shins songs with James?
I've been working on the new Shins record with James, and Graham, our drummer, has actually been working on that too from an engineering standpoint. So yeah, we've been sort of, we're always sort of in that camp as well. I'm not gonna be touring with them actually, but that's, maybe I will one of these days too, but I'm doing too much Fruit Bat stuff right
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you got to fit this all in, so that works well. Well, you know, I'm dense. You have to really hit me over the head with sort of the theme of an album, but I actually got it listening lyrically to a lot of these songs. There's a whole lot of travel here involved. Of course, the album is called Tripper, and was that the idea going in, or did you just notice that when you finished up?
It was a little bit of the idea, and it was the type of thing where I was like, I was gonna set out to do that, and if it didn't work out, it was gonna be fine, and it would turn into something else. But yeah, I wanted to do a short story collection kind of thing, and I did it. It more or less finished out that way. So it was sort of this fascinating notion of people leaving places, sort of saying goodbye and going to someplace, whether it's good or bad, and like sort of what that entails
physically and otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, shall we start at the beginning of the album?
Sure. This is Tony the Tripper.
Cool.
Thank you.
Fruit Bats are live today on the Cafe, and that is Tony the Tripper, the way the new album Tripper begins. And Eric, that guy, it seems kind of like a crust punk or something. Some guy who
he was more of a biker. It was sort of like the crux of that story, which is a real true story. Well, that's actually the fictional sequel to a real right. story. It was a guy that I met on a train ride when I was a 20 or 21 years old and sort of like a young idealist kind of kid or whatever, thinking that I was going on this romantic journey or something and meeting this other guy who was like at the very tail end of probably what had started off as a romantic journey and who was kind of this broken down just freak who was really pretty damaged, you know, and this is sort of like these two what should be similar ideologies like ramming each other head on, and it was we had a very bizarre relationship for 12 hours, and I tried to write it as a short story a few times, and it was always this concept that I thought was really interesting, but it came out as a song.
Did you head right home from that, or you keep going?
I kept going, you know, it was. I mean, it was just a vacation, basically. I wasn't like riding the rails either. Like it was on an Amtrak train, but
right.
But you can still meet some characters on Amtrak too.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So it was based on that.
I talked to Andy a little bit about this, and it's probably more so in your case in that this album in particular, you ended up doing a lot of it yourself. Is that your preferred way to work, or is it better to work as a band?
I mean, I kind of like to do it different every time. Like the Fruit Bats definitely started off as a sort of from the 90s bedroom band kind of tradition of very, very insular, everything at 2 o'clock in the morning on a cassette 4-track kind of thing and many, many unreleased weird songs. But and then, you know, when I got into real studios and stuff, I was still sort of taking it from that perspective. And then we did Ruminant Band, very band-like. And this was a little bit of both, actually. Like, I'm just sort of like, as I get older, folding in all these disciplines that I have sort of employed over the years.
Fruit Bats are our guests. What's next?
This is actually going to be a song off the Ruminant Band. We're going to do the couple songs off of Tripper, but this one is from Ruminant Band because I figured we got Bob on the steel here, and we might as well utilize him because this is a nice little pedal steel song called Primitive Man.
Excellent.
Told me that one dream. Your eyes a bit misty and so sincere. Where the rivers were veins so relentlessly bubbling. And the sky was a monster made out of tears. But I recall when you woke up and you told me another. We'll be right back.
Nice version of Primitive Man. It's very cool having the steel. Very nice indeed.
Yeah.
Fruit Bats are playing live today. The new album is called Tripper, and you want to do another one from that to finish
yeah,
up?
Yeah, let's do.
What's up?
This is Picture of a Bird, and this is actually just kind of starting out, you know, like we're just starting out tripping on this, or just starting out touring on this album, and this will actually be the debut of this. This is the world debut of this, of the live version of this song, and
cool.
Miss Sarah Verspril from Vetiver is going to sing with me on this one.
Excellent. Wow, the first public performance.
Yeah,
a picture of you guys must have worked on that a little.
No,
bit.
No, just before we just earlier. Well, I guess we kind of worked on it
one,
once.
One
yeah.
time before.
Okay,
not a lot.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for being here, finishing up our Fruit Bats Vetiver extravaganza here
yeah,
today
thanks,
on the cafe.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.